Hello, Pittsburgh. Welcome to a brand new episode of Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. A brand new episode of Ryan and Charles.
What is the show's name? Pittsburgh's newest was Ryan and Charles.
There we go.
Not getting my words straight today, apparently.
I mean, you know, it's fine. If the show's named after us, we'll just stroke our egos even more, and I'm okay with it. So, hello, everybody. Today's sponsor is going to be Upside Down People. You know who we're talking about. Those of you who live in Australia, South America, and anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line. No, not the Mason-Dixon line. The equator. All you guys, you're probably upside down. Your toilet's flush backwards. At least that's what the internet tells me. And who am I to disbelieve the internet? So, go check it out. Get below the equator and see if you feel a little upside down, lightheaded, or if all the blood rushes. So, thank you again for our sponsors, Upside Down People.
Yep. If you're standing on your hands... Hey, go nuts.
That too. I didn't even think about that. If you're able to stand on your hands and walk around on your hands, kudos to you. And, you know, you should probably join a circus and or just do a performance on the street all the time because I'm sure you'd make a good amount of money with tips and that's no taxes.
Yep. You'll be a very entertaining person. Upside down people, man.
What would you do if you walked your hands upside down around? How would you take that act on the road?
How would I take that act on the road? Well, I would personally walk upside down on a tightrope.
Yeah, a tightrope. Okay, like, are we talking just like, you know, with an S and everything? Are we going like extreme tightroping, like across two buildings in downtown?
Oh no. I was talking like two poles.
Two poles. Okay, so we're starting small, but would you go big?
Depends how I do on the poles.
Okay, all right. So as you get there, I feel like it'll be easier to tightrope on your hands because you can grip it. I don't know, though. But I guess you've been walking on your hands for so long.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions. I think I would just juggle with my feet is what I'd do. Yeah. A lot easier and a lot less dangerous. But hey, you got more guts than me, so good for you, Ryan. But yeah. Speaking of guts, let's talk about The Living Dead meets Walking Dead, Zombies in Pittsburgh on October 26, 2018. That's actually a couple days away, so good job, Ryan.
Yes, I got something that's not a few hours from now.
Yeah, it's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so you got three quality hours at the Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. And that event website is going to be theheinzhistorycenter.org/events/zombies-in-Pittsburgh. So, let's do this. Let's dive into Pittsburgh Zombies connections, hear all about the Smithsonian's work to collect zombie history, meet icons of the local zombie film tradition, grab a zombie cocktail, and walk away with a fake zombie bite. My God, there's so many zombies in that first paragraph. I don't think I've said that many Z's in years.
I feel inclined to go to this event. I want to get a zombie bite.
Did you get a zombie bite? So essentially what you're doing, you're getting a zombie hickey. that sounds really cool, though. I would really enjoy it. Where would you get, like, okay, so with this, you get, like, an option of course, nobody wants to get bit by a zombie, hence you turn into a zombie, unless you're into that, and if so, you know, good for you.
Here, do you want to do a zombie impression?
I really don't, but you can show me your best zombie impression, sure.
Yeah, you go like,
brains.
I know, not that good.
No, I was gonna say it was pretty quality.
I know. If you want to provide feedback, I'm more than up for it. But
I was a big fan.
Yep.
The brains kind of like threw me off because it's like old school zombies. But the initial moan that worked pretty well for you. It was almost ghostly. So I mean, like maybe it's an 8 out of 10, but it was there. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But the Smithsonian curator Eric Gentsch. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. Gentsch. It's
Eric Gentsch.
There you go. That's what I said, too. We'll discuss zombies and pop culture, including the National Museum of American History's recent work with the AMC's The Walking Dead, which is in, like, its 8th season or 9th season, and I'm not really a big fan of it anymore. But anyway, it's still a big thing in pop culture history. Anyway, plus, hear from cast and crew members who worked with Pittsburgh history maker George Romero on his iconic film Night of the Living Dead, which was the first zombie movie, but not the first zombie movie because he called them ghouls, not zombies. Fun fact. Admissions include access to the full History Center, including a blockbuster Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 Mission Exhibition, and Pittsburgh, A Tradition of Invasion, which features the work of George Romero. So I guess there's two films, as you can see as well. Zombie garb and Halloween costumes are encouraged. All right, so zombiesify yourself. That way, whenever you walk out with a zombie bite, you don't look so weird. Prizes are also awarded to the most creative or ghoulish costume of the night.
So get scary. Get very scary.
Wow, that was nice. You did like your own backup vocal. I'm impressed. All right, that one was
my evil psychotic laugh.
I was gonna say that one really worked because I was a bit uncomfortable.
No, I got really good at doing the evil psychotic laugh thing.
Yeah, why is that, Ryan?
I don't know. I got a lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah? Psychotically laugh? Are you, like, doing things in your room or something, or what?
Nah.
No? No evil experiments? Anything like that?
If I had the room for an evil experiment, I would, but sadly, I do not.
There's always room for an evil experiment. Yep. So, you're going to this event, Ryan. What are you dressing up as? Like, what is going to win you the costume contest?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the costume contest? Ooh. I want to go as a sumo.
A sumo?
Yeah. You know that guy in Japan who wears a very gross diaper?
It's not a very gross diaper, okay? It's a traditional diaper. But anyway, it is kind of weird. But
yeah,
you're going to go as a sumo. You're going to gain a bunch of weight or you're just going to go as is?
Go as is.
So, all right. So, you're going just the sumo diaper or are you going like full? Like, there's not really a full anything. Like, so, you're going just sumo diaper or are you going to like, you're going to freeze yourself?
No. What I'd do, I would go like to a local costume shop and see if they have like a sumo bodysuit.
Oh, sumo bodysuit. Okay. All right. I like where your head's at. That way you can also probably get like the top bun too for the sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling to pick them.
Where are you going this Halloween, Charles?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options for myself. I have not concluded onto one. Either going to be Jim from The Office, no match whatsoever. Or could be Ron Weasley. I've never been him, surprisingly, from Harry Potter, or any of the Weasleys from Harry Potter. And other than that, I've always done zombie, but it's just I don't know if I want to go with that this time. So
yeah, you gotta get some creativity.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe I'll go as a ghost. You know, just put a white sheet over myself, cut some holes in it.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I haven't really thought of my Halloween costume too much. Not gonna lie, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
And also, isn't your birthday next week?
Yes, my birthday is on Halloween, Ryan. I will be a whopping 22.
Man, you are getting old. No offense.
Thanks, man. I know, because in your 20s, you're so old. What?
I'm sorry, but I mean,
I'm just saying, as a 19.
From my perspective.
From you're 20, aren't you?
Yes.
That's not okay. 2 years. Yes, very much.
Well, I'll be 21 in February. So.
Yeah, and then you can finally enjoy all that wine you always talk about, along with the salsa wine, dancing, the wine and beer. Swooning.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. We have the Knights of the Arcade Epic D&D Comedy.
I am excited. Yep. I love D&D.
That is taking place October 26th from 9 to 10 p.m. And that is at the Arcade Comedy Theater, located at 943 Liberty Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. And the event website is arcadecomedytheater.com/events. And at this event, it's the Knights of the Arcade is a live Dungeons & Dragons game played on stage by comedians, improvisers, and tried and true geeks. I'm not really much of a geek in that area. Every month, the Knights embark on an epic quest built entirely from audience suggestions. With special guests, Veo projected dice, and a lively audience cheering along with every critical hit, Knights of the Arcade is unlike any show in the burg.
That actually sounds super fun. I'm not going to lie whatsoever. That's also on October 26th, as you said. I might actually try to get myself there because I know improvisation, very big thing in Dungeons & Dragons. However, a whole improvised campaign, that's impressive because I've been a Dungeon Master before, and I have taken weeks to write some stuff. I think I probably put 10,000 words, including a bunch of encounters, and we got through that relatively quickly.
Okay.
But still, and that was all planned out. So I'm very curious on how this will go, and I might have to make my way down there.
Yeah. What intrigues me about this event is video projected dice.
What do you think video projected dice means? Because, I have my idea, and what are you thinking? I'm hoping it's what I think that you're thinking. So what are you thinking that it is?
Ooh, just looking at this,
what did you think video projected dice were?
I'm thinking of a hologram.
A hologram? Okay, see, that's what I hope it is, but I'm fairly certain it'll probably just be a projector.
Yeah.
A projector, and they have a camera on the dice as they roll. However, yeah, that would be freaking fracking amazing if they had those dice.
Yeah. One thing I'm anticipating just from reading about this is, if they're doing, a live game version up on stage.
A live game version? So what do you mean?
It's like they go up on stage, they have a board set up, and then the people are the game pieces.
The people are the game. Okay. All right. So you're thinking more along the lines of LARPing.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be Dungeons & Dragons. They will probably have a game mat and miniatures. However, I don't think they may act it out. They may, well, I mean, I assume they'll act it out. But they may LARP and they may not LARP. But I assume they're not going to go full LARP because there's not enough room in there to do an encounter. Imagine trying to sword fight on stage in a small comedy venue downtown.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
What kind of sword? Just a standard sword or would you go like fencing?
Probably a standard sword. You're fighting like ghouls and stuff. You're not like gonna fence them like on God, and then like, you're gonna slash each other and try to poke them. You're gonna try to chop them in half.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, moving on. We have the FL2 celebrates 1 year with Bumbles and Beats.
Bumbles and Beats. Oh my gosh! It's at the Fairmont Hotel, 510 Market Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. 9 p.m. to 12 on October 27th. Event website: pittsburgh.eventful.com/event/FL2-celebrates-1-year-bubbles. And then there's a whole bunch of dot dot dots. So I assume you can probably fill in the blanks.
Yep. Well, for the event is known for its unique ambience, tasty cocktails, and modern American flavors. FL.2 has fast become a welcome destination for diners seeking comfort and quality in the 1 year since its highly anticipated opening.
I mean, it's a second. What? Okay, so it's 1 year, or is it? That sounds cool. I don't know what FL.2 means or two, but unique ambiance, or you know, I just said ambiance. I know it's ambiance. What do you think the uniqueness of it though? Because like I get it, it's FL.2, but what does that even stand for? Like, imagine. Ooh. Tell me the ambiance for that.
I don't know if it's dedication to the singer like Flo Rida.
Flo Rida?
Yeah, like FL Flo Flo FL.
Uh-huh.
And then Flo Rida. That definitely doesn't make really much sense, but
what are you trying to say? FL so for Flo and then dot two is Rida?
I'm just making guesses here. I know that seems illogical.
I mean, and you know, if it's a Flo Rida theme thing, that's okay. And then tasty cocktails is always a great thing. And modern American flavors. What is a modern American flavor? Because for me, America is barbecue, I guess. Maybe that's the one thing that we have. And hot dogs and hamburgers. So, like, are we tasting hot dogs and hamburgers?
Ooh, I've never been to this restaurant, but I'm assuming yes.
So it's hot dogs and hamburgers. That's it.
Well, that's and also maybe like. Just, like, different variations of, like, wines and cocktails.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's not the food, man. I mean, we get it. There's tasty cocktails, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what everything tastes like there, probably?
What?
Freedom. That's a modern American flavor.
Yep. Yep. All right,
and
well.
So modern America also has huge celebrities. So let's talk about Larger Than Life, Frankenstein, and Karate Man Patrick Kim. The Bricolage Production Company on October 25th through October 27th. It's going to be 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. 937 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s, of course, again. And I bet you can guess the event website, trustarts.org. It's Midnight Radio. And Midnight Radio, I've been to a lot of these, and they're awesome. Mm. Like, you get to be a radio audience. They act like they're actors on stage, the voice actors, but they also act out and they do like old school sound effects like banging pans and like waving thin metal sheets for like electric and stuff to that extent. But we're going to talk about the fictional worlds colliding when Larger Than Life stories of Frankenstein and Karate Man Patrick Kim. Don't really know about Karate Man Patrick Kim, but Frankenstein, yeah. Boy, was he a crazy scientist. You can look up Karate Man Patrick Kim while I'm doing this.
Yeah, I was about to do that.
Yep, they're told in an old fashioned radio style pipe play. Pittsburgh owned Bricolage Production Company pairs with Tel Aviv's Hanut 31 to present this two-part limited run engagement using fully sound effects in front of a live studio audience. So essentially everything I just described, there's not really anything new on that of anything, but all right, it's gonna be an awesome show because everyone just it's a good time. That's all there is. That's all I can say. And the commercials are also hysterical. They really take more time, I think, on the commercials than the show. I'm not gonna lie. All right, so who's Karate Man Patrick Kim, Ryan?
All right, well, I'm looking here. Patrick Kim seems to be like a story, because I'm reading this website here. It says, fictional worlds collide when larger-than-life stories of Frankenstein and Karate Man Patrick Kim are told in old-fashioned radio play style.
Ryan, I just read that.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just reading what it says here.
That's the story of Karate Man Patrick Kim? That's the same thing we just read.
I know, I'm really looking on here, and it really just brings the more event details. I really typed in the Google Karate Man Patrick Kim.
Okay, you're right. All right, yes. Okay, so there's images. Okay. So I assume he may be a voice actor, because that's what I'm seeing here. Yeah, no, it's another...
No, that's not him. That's Sheehan Patrick Teo.
No, I guess it's an old thing that they've done, because all this is larger than life. Yeah. The Adventures of Karate Man? No, then Frankenstein, larger than life, Frankenstein and Karate Man. The Temptations play the Balance Festival of Fire. Okay, I guess then it was specifically made for Midnight Radio, so that's why I have no clue what it is. So go check out Midnight Radio at the Bricolage Theater and have a wonderful time. They also have an open bar for everyone who's interested in that. Tips are appreciated, however. Yeah, just go. And tickets aren't that bad. It's a small venue, so you know it's intimate. But let's talk about some spooky stuff, because we're talking about the nightlife. So it's Spooktacular Soiree, I think is how that would be. S-O-I-R-E-E. Ryan, how would that go? You're the comm major.
Spooktacular Soiree.
Okay. October 27th at 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Union Standard. That's a new place. 524 William Pound Place, Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. Our website is, they have a Facebook page. So go check out Spooktacular Soiree and the Facebook page. So come dressed in your Halloween best and celebrate the spooky season with Union Standard. Each ticket will include a welcome cocktail, two drink tickets, creepy creations from Chef Derek Stevens, live music, and fun and frightening activities. I'm starting to froth from the mouth. That was really bad. I get that. Oh. Anyway.
Getting a little tongue-tied?
Yeah, the saliva was starting to get there, and like I said, I swear I don't have rabies. Anyway, tons of prizes, giveaways, and fun times. Entertainment by Enter the Imaginarium. I think we talked about them before, but the Imaginarium is a quality performance company. Food for thought. A puzzling mystery. The creators of the award-winning Enter the Imaginarium have cooked up a delicious buffet of puzzles, games, and sleuthing, because who doesn't love a little bit of sleuthing? Players must use wits and cunning to thwart an impending crime. Can you solve the who, how, and where to reveal why?
This guy put three pieces of the puzzle together to get to the fourth piece.
Okay, is that a saying, or is that something you just came up with? Because can we, like, put that on a shirt? Can we have merch? Put three pieces of the puzzle together to get the fourth piece?
Maybe.
Okay, man. If we can make shirts, I would be down for that. So yeah, Spooktacular Soiree. You get three drinks with it. Essentially, I'm talking about like what the people want. All right. So you get three drinks. Okay. You get creepy creations from a chef. How often do you have a chef cook for you? I'm gonna say not too often. And live music and frightful fun. I could go with live music any day of the week, and fun, frightful or not, is also nice. But let's talk about more spooky stuff at the Science Sleepover with the Carnegie Science Center. One Oak Alley. You can take it.
Here, I got you. The Spooky Science Sleepover is October 26th to the 27th, 6 p.m. to 1 p.m., I'm presuming, the next day. Obviously, the next day.
Yeah, they slept over, or else they like got transported in the future. And if that case, they have a time machine, and I want to go.
Yep. It is at the Carnegie Science Center, 1 Allegheny Ave. It is in Pittsburgh, PA, 15212, not 222. And the event website is www.carnegiesciencecenter.org/program/science-sleepover.
.. because it's a bunch more. Read them the description.
Have a spectacular time. Or good time with the family at the Science Center's Spooky Science Sleepover, and explore four floors of 200-plus hands-on exhibits and enjoy Halloween-themed shows and activities. Plus, all sleepovers include a film in the Rango's Giant Cinema, Planetarium, or Laser Show.
Go to the Rango's Giant Cinema. It's giant, and it's a cinema.
Yep. they also have a live theater show, late-night snack, official sleepover patch, continental breakfast, and free admission the next day.
I would really hope they would have free admission the next day, considering you slept over. What are they going to do, find you and kick you out and make you buy another ticket? That's weird.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
I would feel totally ripped off at that.
I would too, because it's like, yeah, wake up, you got to get out. but that's really awesome, because you get like a chance to go to any of these. Like I said, the Rango's Giant Cinema, it's a huge screen. So I think it's the second biggest screen in America. I'm not positive on that. Don't hold me to it. But a laser show as well. I am a big fan of laser light shows. But a late night snack. Who doesn't love a late night snack?
Yeah, I love my late night snacks.
Yeah, what's your favorite late night snack?
Probably some deli meat from the drawer.
Deli meat from the drawer. Okay, I respect it. What kind of deli meat?
Bologna.
Bologna. Wow, really?
Yeah.
You a bologna guy?
Yeah. I love bologna.
You a fan of bologna sandwiches?
No, just grab some bologna from the bag and start eating it.
Okay, all right. More power to you. I could not say that I could eat straight bologna. What about olive loaf? How was your feel on that?
Just drinking olive oil?
Drinking olive loaf? No, olive loaf.
Oh, olive loaf. I thought you said olive oil.
No, you're not going to be... Yes, take a shot of olive oil. Or just chug down a bottle. Why not? Go for it. No, olive loaf.
I've never heard of olive loaf.
Okay, well, I think, and don't hold me to it, I'm fairly certain that it's just bologna filled with olives. But let's go ahead and see what olive loaf actually is. The term olive loaf can refer to two different food products, primarily... is a type of meatloaf or cold cut embedded with pimento-stuffed green olives. So there we go.
Yeah.
There is a secondary... Oh, God.
Well, personally, to answer your question, Charles, I would not eat this because I'm not really much of an olive person.
I'm a huge olive person, but I don't know if... I don't know. Lunch meat just doesn't do it for me. My favorite lunch meat, though, definitely salami and or turkey.
Yep. I love bologna and salami. Those are my two top priorities.
I mean, those are pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yep, and more Halloween fun and festivities coming up. Halloween party at Come on, I had to do that.
No, I mean, no, it worked. I'm not going to do it. It was, again, spot on how. Are you sure you're not part werewolf? Do I need to get a silver bullet?
I wish I was part wolf.
Part wolf?
Wolf. I go transform into a werewolf whenever the moon comes out.
All right, I mean, okay, so you're going full werewolf. I respect it, man.
Yep. The Halloween party at Howl is October 26th to 27th from... Wow, this is a long one.
Well, it's a party, dude. What are you... What, you just going to stop partying after 3 hours? No, you party until you can't party no more.
Good emphasis, Charles, but this party takes place from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
That's a good amount of party time.
Yep.
Where's it happen?
It is happening at Howl at the Moon, which I'm not even sure that's even a place. But that is located at 125 7th Street in Pittsburgh, PA, 152-222. I don't know if it's 212 there. The website is hubs.howatthemoon.com/Halloween-at-howl-at-the-moon-2.
Can we stop for like 1 second here? You don't think How at the Moon is a real place? Why would they have an advertisement then?
I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like... It seems like a strange place for to have this type of event, but I totally understand. I am sorry.
If you can, like, I get everybody can't see me right now, but my face is complete befuddlement.
I'm getting called out here.
You're not gonna have a Halloween party at a place called Howl at the Moon. What other kind of party would you have at a place like this?
I don't know.
Okay, let's have a Christmas party at Howl at the Moon because that's festive. What? Who?
I am sorry, Charles.
I can't. It's not a real place. Yeah, let's make a fake place and then let's go ahead and
Okay, let me reword that. That just seems like a strange name for a place.
Okay, I can see that. Yes, it does seem like a strange place or a strange name for a place.
Yes.
However, the other comments are null and void.
Yeah.
All right. So all let's right, talk well, about going there and having a ghoulish time at Howl at the Moon this Halloween, drink specials, games, and everyone's favorite, a costume contest. Come in and sip on some Spellbound Buckets. That's a hyphen. We're going to have to... Oh, specials until 11 p.m. only. So you got to get there before 11 p.m. to get a Spellbound Bucket. They are delicious. We swear they won't turn you into a toad. But, you know, if I'm turned into a toad after a Spellbound Bucket, I'm not too unhappy about that. See you crazy monsters soon. That's a very short advertisement. I am a big fan of that. But they are featuring $3 Angry Orchards, $5 The Haunting Cocktails. I wonder what that looks like. $20 86-ounce Spellbound Buckets. The special, of course, is until 11 p.m. And free admission if you're wearing contest, $300 in cash and prizes for the best costumes. That is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. If you don't want to pay admission, I recommend you go to the costume shop and pick out a great costume because I will show up there in a sumo suit.
You're going to show up there in a sumo suit?
Yeah.
And then you're not going to be able to get in. Because I assume this is a 21 and up event. I assume, I'm not positive, we don't have that, though. But to drink, definitely 21 and up. But if you get in there with a sumo suit, people are going to respect you. You're definitely going to bash them out of the way and have all the space on the dance floor to, show your moves.
Maybe. Well, wow. I mean, I'll be 21 in about 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, that's not 4 to 5 days, so it doesn't matter. This looks amazing. Like it is so the Howl at the Moon, what is it? Oh, sorry. The Spellbound Bucket, it doesn't tell me exactly what it is, but it is a bucket. It's like a fishbowl essentially for all you people who are wondering about that. It just looks good. and it's in a plastic bucket, so you can't break it, you can't get hurt by it, and you know, get it for a group of people or get it for yourself and never have to buy anything for the rest of the night. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. There two events on here have really piqued my interest. I'm not going to lie, Ryan. You really picked some good ones this week.
Yep.
So go ahead and win yourself some cash prizes and get some awesome drinks and have just a great party at Howl at the Moon, which apparently isn't a real place, according to Ryan.
Well, speaking of howling at the moon, we got the Caru Moose, where there's no fathers.
That was a really, like, I know there's some bad transitions, and I think that one tops it. You should have just said, moving on, because what moose do you know that howls?
I don't know. Maybe we'll take a road trip up to the mountains, go find the moose that howls.
Oh, man, if we have the budget to go take a road trip up into the mountains to find a moose, I'm all in.
Yep. This is taking place October 25th to the 28th, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. It is at the Trust Arts Education Center. That is located at 807 Liberty Ave at Pittsburgh, PA 152. Or why do I keep saying 212? It's 222.
Triple twos. Come on, yep. We have this.
It is the website is trustarts.org/productions/59951/Caru-Moose-No-Fathers.
All right.
Yep. And Caru Moose, No Fathers takes place in a remote and impoverished village in the Karoo, South Africa, where the inhabitants are struggling to survive. A young girl kills a moose, but what is the moose doing there, and how did it get there? The multi-award-winning story about the disintegration of the family disintegration of the family unit and the violation of innocence endured by so many South African children is the focus of the play that cleverly and creatively combines African storytelling and magical realism.
I just want to say your tone, like I didn't know any of this. Also, first off, so segue really bad. Second off, your tone at the beginning of this, much different than how the story actually is. I feel like there's a much deeper play. However, it is magical realism, so I like the enthusiasm. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it sounds like a good play. I'm not opposed to seeing it. I know double negative. You guys figure that out for yourselves. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I like magical realism. I was a big fan of like Water for Chocolate. It was also magical realism.
Yep. Hey, Tanner Crickle, if you're hearing this, if you see Caru Moose, tell him that you need to dress as Chester Tremblay with your moose and present yourself to Caru Moose. All right.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So, last year. And I think it was Field Production. Yeah, Field Production. Tanner put this production together of Chester Tremblay and his moose. And there was a training video, but that was by somebody else. But it was a pretty good story.
Okay, sure. So go. Let's make a moose Tinder and meet these two mooses up. So. Before we run out of time, let's finish up this last story for everybody. The first man in Eve with James R. Hansen at the Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, 15222s, of course, on November 1st, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., HeinzHistoryCenter.org for that. As the only authorized biographer of Neil Armstrong, the first human to walk on the moon, Hansen will share insights into his relationship with Armstrong, his work to research Armstrong's career and the history of the Apollo program, and his recent work on the First Man movie. Sounds like an awesome movie. Oh, this is the Apollo 11. Awesome. Tickets to this blockbuster evening include admission to the Heinz History Center, including the Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission exhibitions display of the Command Module Columbia, in which Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins returned to Earth following the history-making journey in 1969. Copies of First Man will be available for sale, and Hansen will sign copies of the book following the program. So if you love authors and you love book signings, this is your place. Two level tickets are available. $15 general admission includes entry to the program and after-hours access to the museum's exhibits, including Destination Moon. $33 expanding admission available until Wednesday, October 31st. Great day. It includes entry to the program, after-hours access to all museum exhibitions, and a signed paperback copy of First Man, The Life of Neil A. Armstrong. So you can void the line, but it is only paperback. But it's going to be a great biography. So go check that out on November 21st at the Heinz History Center. And once again, let's just thank Upside Down People, our sponsor this week. And if you're on the moon and you're on the south part of the moon, you're also an upside-down person. So maybe the astronauts were upside down at one point, or they probably were coming back to Earth because... who knows, man? Going to space is crazy and spooky. So hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. I'm Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan G. Coey. We will be back on the air next week.
Toodaloo.